Welcome to the Internet Wasteland. Here's your host, Ari.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Internet Wasteland. And today we are going to do something special. As I say all the time, the internet is full of weird and gross things, and one of the best things to come out of the internet is fan fiction, namely erotic fan fiction. So sit back and get ready for a special episode of Internet Wasteland that I'd like to call Not Safe for Wank. On this episode, I'm going to read the weirdest erotic fan fiction I could find on the internet. And we're going to start with one. So Patrick, when I think of a theme or a genre for erotic fan fiction or a topic, I think we all think of the same thing, and that's Seinfeld.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. A little bit of Seinfeld erotica for you. So I've got here, I'm going to read Master of Your Domain by Ken Abyss. Jerry and George were standing around Jerry's apartment after having coffee at Monk's and were waiting for Elaine and Kramer to arrive so they could go to a movie. "Where the hell is Elaine?" George had bickered. "She had just hailed a cab 15 minutes ago. She'll be here soon. Relax," Jerry responded. I know, but I don't want to miss Project 9 from Outer Space. It's in 3D, for God's sakes," George had stated. "And where the heck is Kramer?" Jerry shook his head in disbelief of George's neurotic state and said, "If I had a quarter for any time anybody said, 'Where's Kramer?' I'd be a rich man." As Jerry and George were in the apartment, Elaine had arrived to the building to find the intercom and front door not working, so the doorman had let her in. She entered the elevator and made her way to Jerry's floor and walked to his door when she paused to listen in on Jerry and George's conversation. "So are you still master of your domain?" Jerry asked, in reference to the deal Jerry, George, Kramer, and Elaine had made on who could go the longest without masturbating. "I am king of the castle. What about you?" George had asked. Jerry responded, "Lord of the manor." Ugh. Yeah. "I tell you, though, it's been rough. Elaine has been wearing these really short skirts and low-cut shirts. It's been a real uphill battle," George had stated. "You know, you're right. I've been noticing that, too. I think she's purposely wearing sexier things to make us break," Jerry had replied. Elaine had laughed to herself and was smiling because they were right. She had been purposely wearing sexier items in order for her to win the bet. From the sounds of it, though, the boys were holding their ground. You could tell this guy really, really likes Seinfeld because he's just trying to get the characters just right, you know?
Well, he's going like beat for like just ripping shit off from episodes. I'm surprised that it's like not easy to tell yet whether it's going to be super gay or super fucking like lame and straight.
Well, we're about to find out.
I think like my assumption is always that like the major, if it was written by a woman, then it might be like really corny but straight. But I think the vast majority of these things are written by like guys and they're gay.
Well, we're going to find out. One thing's for sure. I'm not going to get through this without dying of laughter, so let's keep going. "I tell you, I would love to sleep with Elaine. She seems like she could be a real demon in the sack," George had exclaimed. "You have no idea, George. Out of all the women I have ever dated, Elaine was definitely the wildest and most kinky in bed," Jerry had said. Oh, God, the typos. "I think it moved," George claimed. "What are you talking about?" Jerry asked. "Jerry, all this talk about Elaine is really turning me on." "Yeah, you're right. I'm kind of getting hard too," Jerry stated. It's like, I'm wondering if I should do the voices. "Yeah, you're right. I'm kind of getting hard too." Elaine had enough and decided to knock on the door, which took both George and Jerry by surprise. J- Jerry looked through the eye hole and saw it was Elaine and opened the door and asked, "How'd you get in without buzzing?" Elaine smiled and said, "Your intercoms are still broken. The doorman let me in." George looked at the black two-piece business suit that Elaine would normally wear, but this one was different from the others. It was shorter, less casual, and showed off Elaine's legs, which were sporting fishnet stockings. In a nervous tone, George stuttered and said, "Hi, Elaine." Elaine responded, "Hey, Georgie boy, what are you two up to?" Jerry and George responded, saying, "Oh, nothing. We were actually just talking about the bet and seeing if we were both still master of our domain." Elaine smiled and asked, "Well, are you?" Jerry replied for the both of them and said, "Yes, and what about you, Missy?" Elaine laughed it off and said, "Queen of the castle." Then Elaine just remembered, "Hey, I invited Putty to the movie. He's gonna meet us here. Is that all right?" Elaine had asked. "Yeah, that's not a problem," George had said. "As long as he gets here on time. I don't want to miss the movie." Jerry had butted in to say, "Oh, relax, George. The movie isn't for another hour and a half," Elaine responded. "What do you want to do until then?" Jerry asked, as he heard no responses as everyone stood around. Elaine was getting hotter as she realized both Jerry and George were continuing to stare at her and undress her with their eyes. Elaine then got very bold and said, "I got an idea. Let's make a bet. I bet I can give you two a striptease that'll make you lose the bet." Okay, really? George said, shocked by Elaine's boldness. "Oh, please, you will not," Jerry said in a state of disbelief. "I will too. Why don't you..." Okay, some Russian dude clearly wrote this. "I will too. Why don't you two sit there on the couch while I dance?" But
I think a lot more like Indians and Asians.
Bob and Vagin?
Yeah, do the thing as opposed to Russians. Oh, Russians spend a lot of time on the computer, but not writing erotic
Russians
fiction.
Don't watch Seinfeld. Russians watch Becker. Sadistic. "But to throw a wrench in the works, the two of you can't wear clothes either. This way, there's no dispute on whether or not someone loses the bet," Elaine stated. George and Jerry both looked at each other, said, "Okay," and then frantically tore their clothes off and sat on the couch in front of Elaine.
It's also like someone who obviously has never, like, practically got a woman out of their clothes kind of thing, so it's just, like, always default to the striptease. Like, she has to do it think of it in herself, like, that he can't actually, like, write out a way of, like, how to... actually, like, write out people fucking. It's literally just like the most basic fucking porn nonsense.
A fucking 15-year-old could have written this too. That's a possibility. Just like gets really excited. That's why all the typos. He's typing with one hand. That's what this kid's doing. Oh god. So sat on the couch. Frantically tore their clothes off and sat on the couch in front of Elaine. Elaine had obviously seen Jerry's cock before. It was an average-sized dick, not the biggest she's ever seen, but it was nice, and he knew how to use it. George, on the other hand, was a first. She looked down at his small penis and smiled and gave a bit of a chuckle as she looked back up at George. "Hey, it looks small now, but wait until it gets to its full size," George said in defense. Elaine laughed again and then began slowly taking off her scarf and then threw it in the corner of the apartment. Fuck. She proceeded to bend over so they could look down the front of her blouse as she began unbuttoning her woman's sports coat she had gotten from the J. Peterman catalog and threw it on Jerry's kitchen countertop. Those little details. With her back turned to them, she began swaying her hips back and forth as she undid the buttons of her blouse. She then turned around to show her open blouse to expose her black lace bra, which supported her 32B tits. George then blurted out, "Oh my god," in response to seeing Elaine in a bra, the most he had ever seen of Elaine. Elaine took in the compliment and smiled, and then looked at George and Jerry's enlarging members as they went from flaccid to semi-chub. Elaine propped her leg up a stool. Elaine propped her leg up on a stool at Jerry's countertop and ran her hands from her feet up her leg to the top of her miniskirt as she began to undo the zipper and let it drop to her feet as she kicked it aside. Elaine then turned around and bent, revealing she was sporting a black thong as she picked up her miniskirt and placed it on top of the rest of her clothes. Elaine's body looked fabulous. There wasn't an ounce of fat on her hourglass figure. She turned around to see George and Jerry had their cocks in hand as Elaine proceeded to remove her bra to unleash her beautiful breasts. "What do you think, boys? I see you jerking your dick, so it looks like I win the bet." "But it's not money I want," Elaine said.
"What do you want then?" George and Jerry replied in unison.
"Those dicks!" said Elaine.
Holy shit, I don't know how much more of this I can get through. Holy fuck.
Elaine walked over topless to the couch and got down on her knees in between George and Jerry and began jerking them off simultaneously with her hands. Jerry sat there with a big smile as he was watching Elaine jerk him off and his best friend. George was experiencing so much pleasure his head rolled back as he moaned and said, "Oh, Elaine, you don't know how long I've waited for something like this." Meanwhile, Kramer and Newman were walking up to the building when they saw Putty waiting outside, arguing with the doorman to let him in. "Hey, buddy," Kramer said. "Oh, hey, Kramer, can you tell this guy I know Jerry and that I'm here to meet them for the movie?" Putty replied. "You're seeing it too? Great, so are Newman and I. We should make our way up to Jerry's apartment," Kramer said as he gave the doorman the approval for Putty as they made their way to the elevator. Elaine's hands began to tire, so instead of giving George and Jerry handjobs, she decided to utilize her beautiful mouth as she put it to work by wrapping her lips around Jerry's dick. As she focused her attention on Jerry, George watched on as his best friend was getting a blowjob by one of the most beautiful women he ever laid eyes on. George was so turned on by watching this, he was jerking it vigorously. As Elaine was reaching the base of Jerry with her mouth, she saw the corner of her eye that George was playing with himself. She then removed her mouth from Jerry and focused her attention on George's now somewhat average-sized dick. "Ah, Elaine, that feels wonderful," George said, as his hands found the top of Elaine's head as she began to go up and down on George. Just then, Kramer walked in on Jerry's apartment with Putty and Newman. "Hoochie mama," Kramer yelled as him, Putty, and Newman just realized they were walking in on Elaine servicing George and Jerry. George, Jerry, and Elaine were caught off guard as they jumped up. George and Jerry stood there completely naked with raging hard-ons as Elaine stood there topless in shock. "David, I can explain," Elaine said as she struggled for an excuse. "Well, I think you're going to have to, because it looks like you started without us," Putty remarked as he began undoing his belt and pants. Elaine looked puzzled and then looked at Putty, who now had his pants off. "You heard me. Now you gotta service all of these dicks. You heard him, boys. Get them clothes off," Elaine cheered as Newman and Kramer practically ripped their clothes off. Elaine squatted in front of Putty and helped him remove his underwear as his 9-inch wang plopped out still flaccid. Elaine immediately stuck Putty's dick in her mouth and her hand jerked off the face of his cock. While Elaine was going to town, George, Jerry, Kramer, and Newman stood around her jerking their dicks as she was now swallowing Putty's wang down to the base of his balls. Holy... She then spit out his cock. I swear to God, a teenager wrote this. She then spit out his cock and looked around to see a bunch of dicks in her face. She turned to her left to see at least a 12-inch dick in her face, flapping around, begging to be sucked. She looked up to see it was Kramer and screamed, "Jesus, Kramer, this thing is huge!" as she immediately engulfed his schlong. She freed up one of her hands, which found its way to her now soaking wet thong, and she pushed the crouch to the side. I'm reading the fucking typos now. And she began fondling her gash.
Okay. Why?
Elaine focused on Kramer's dick. Elaine's focus on Kramer's dick was unrelenting as her mouth kept deep-throating his dick back and forth. Her concentration was snapped as she spit out Kramer's cock when she felt... Why did you keep spitting them out? What is...
Again, I think unfamiliarity with, like, he hasn't even watched enough gangbang porn.
Just like, all right, I'm done with you. All of a sudden, Elaine was slapped in the face with a chode and heard, "Oh, Laney, why don't you suck on that for a little while?" Elaine looked up to see the bearer of the voice was Newman. Normally, she would have been repulsed by Newman, but she was so turned on, she began...
Newman even introduced as a character at some point? Just yeah. Fucking magically appeared.
Yeah, no. Newman was with Kramer when he bumped into Putty.
Oh, I thought it was just Kramer and Putty.
No, Newman was there. Oh, that'd be fucking amazing if it's just suddenly just Newman. You know what? Oh, shit. The guy's just typing. He's, oh, fuck. I forgot Newman. Puff of smoke. Newman appears. Elaine was beginning to feel a little weak as her body began to convulse from George's oral skills. At what point was George going? Elaine soon started coming hard all over George's face as he continued to eat her out. Elaine came so hard she lost balance as Newman's dick escaped her mouth that she fell backwards, only to grab Kramer and Jerry's rock-hard dicks to keep her balanced without falling on George. Elaine proceeded to keep hold of Kramer.
Imagine if someone actually grabbed your dick to, like, maintain balance, the fucking pain that would cause.
There'd be a pop. It's a loud pop.
Yeah, like, it would literally rip your dick out of its fucking, like, holding.
Jesus. Oh, my God. I remember once seeing a video of some guy, like, pulling a truck with his, like, balls.
Yes, there's monks and stuff all over the place who do, like, dick torture, basically, stuff of, like, tying big weights to their nuts and walking around and having, like, other monks use their, like, have, like, a swing suspending from, like, their dick and balls and, like, some other monk is swinging on it.
There's also the one where it's that guy just getting repeatedly kicked in his balls. Like, I don't...
That's just good old-fashioned ball busting.
Dude, the wind hits my balls wrong, and I start, like, gagging, and I'm in pain. Like, just, like, the slightest love tap.
Yeah, it sends a fucking, like, sickening feeling to your stomach and everything like that.
It's like when I used to watch skate videos, and they'd, like, sack themselves on the rails.
Or if you go down a hill really fast in a fucking car, and then everything sort of, like, rises.
Makes
you feel fucked up.
That's kind of how this makes me feel, a little nauseous. It's like, whoever wrote this is fucking just... Like, part of me feels like the person that wrote this is, like, genuinely into it, and is like, yeah, I wrote...
Yeah, specifically their dicks. Way more attention paid to everybody's different dick sizes as opposed to Elaine. And obviously, like, the ratio of guys to girls is all wrong.
But I'm wondering, is it like, was there some guy being like, yeah, I'm gonna write the fucking Catcher in the Rye of erotica. It's gonna be beautiful. It's gonna be erotic. It's gonna be amazing. Or was it some guy being like, I'm bored today.
I think he's probably jerking off to like the Seinfeld porn parodies.
Like Rule 34 or something.
And then didn't like the storylines in him or thought he could have done better. And then basically like copy and pasted some other fan fiction and then like word replaced Jerry's name and George's name into over top of a bunch of like other characters. Like this is like he is combining like a bunch of other shit that other people did.
So fucked up. Well, I'm going to skip ahead a little bit because I want to move on to the next one. But let me just go down. This is a very long one. All right. Elaine was getting closer and closer to coming when she felt both Newman and George tensing up. Soon enough, George and Newman were blowing their loads deep inside Elaine as she was being sandwiched in between them on the couch. The feeling of their loads swimming inside her sent Elaine over the edge as she began coming herself. George and Newman lay there sandwiching Elaine as they waited for their dicks to soften inside her, like all men do.
Yeah, again, it's just like such a, like, it's very much like a kid imagining what would feel good and not like the practicalness of like being sweaty and having just come and being like, the second people are coming as like, stop writing. It's over. Everyone is no longer interested. George, don't talk about them laying around with each other.
George went pee-pee inside of her. Hold still. Hold still while I go flaccid, please. Oh, God, this is so bad. They waited for their dicks to soften inside her. Newman was the first to pull out as he pulled out his now flaccid, cum-covered dick from Elaine's asshole. That was a weird sentence. After Newman got up, Elaine rolled off of George, to which it revealed George was also covered in cum due to, in part, of... Okay, I'm gonna read this. I'm gonna read this how it's typed, Patrick. I'm gonna read this paragraph how it's typed. It is the most broken fucking English I have... Okay. George and Newman lay there sandwiching Elaine as they waited for their dicks to soften inside of her. Newman was the first to pull out as Herr pulled his now flaccid cum-covered dick from Elaine's asshole. After Newman got up, Elaine rolled off of George, to which revealed George was also covered in cum due in part of being on the bottom.
Why? Just why go into all of this?
I know, right? Why the details? As soon as George got off the couch, Kramer sat on the couch next to Elaine and picked her up and sat her on his lap, reverse cowboy girl style. He then proceeded to slick up his dick with ooze coming out of Elaine's asshole and cunt, and then shoved his well-lubed dick up her ass. Oh my god. He put it
now
in.
Now it's starting to sound like legal porno.
Elaine almost jumped to the ceiling when she felt his gigantic dick go up her ass. As Elaine rode up and down on Kramer's dick, she saw Jerry move in and position himself to slid right into her slit as matched Kramer's pace. The two of them combined was really pushing the limits of the thin membrane of skin in between her asshole and gosh, no! This was really turning her on. As was the sensation of Kramer and Jerry slapping and rubbing each other as they continued to fuck her. They were slapping each other while they did it. As they continued to fuck her, Putty stood over them on the couch to position himself to slide his dick in Elaine's vacant mouth. Putty soon found a comfortable position as he fucked her mouth while his balls were slapping against her chin. Elaine was sucking down so much of Putty's dick she was almost gagging. She continued choking down the dick as she pulled with his balls and slipped a finger in his ass. Oh. Elaine's finger in Putty's asshole sent him over the edge as he quickened his pace and then felt his balls clenched as he pulled his dick out of her throat. The next thing he knew, he was blowing his load all over Elaine's face and chest. Putty shot off such a huge load over Elaine's face and tits, he received an applause from George and Newman, who were sitting on the sidelines jerking their flaccid cum-covered dicks. What the fuck is this? Oh god. I was like, oh, you know what? This'll be funny. Fuckingomics gets a little raunchy once in a while, and we did that whole shock site episode. I figured, you know, like, why not? I'm gonna find like a really funny, kind of erotic. This is so disgusting.
It's also just pathetic as well.
Yeah, there's like a sadness. Okay, just two more paragraphs. Seeing Putty blow such a massive load all over the Elaine sent Jerry and Kramer over the edge. Everyone's over the edge. Jerry soon shot his load deep inside Elaine as he pulled out and shot the last bit of his seed all over her stomach. As Kramer continued fucking Elaine's ass, Jerry jerked his dick over Elaine's body and stuck it in her mouth as she sucked it dry. In no time flat, Kramer began feeling his balls clench up as he grasped onto her hips and brought her in deep as he unloaded deep in her ass. When Kramer finished blowing his load, gave a few more thrusts until his dick softened and slid out of her ass. As Elaine lay on the couch covered in filth and jizz, she was surrounded by the guys as they jerked their dicks while she cheered Queen of the Castle. And that's the end.
Oh yeah, see, it sort of comes full circle. It's like, just like the show references as well.
What the fuck,
it's
man?
It's just fucking bizarre.
Oh my god. So, thoughts?
I've given you mine.
Oh my god. I think I'm gonna start to, like, I think on occasion I should do it. I think on occasion I should just surprise a guest and make them read, like, a paragraph of something like this shit.
Yeah, you should have multiple guests on to fill in all the parts, so it's, like, being read out like a radio play.
Well, that's the thing. So, when I was looking these up, there were a few that were actually written like scripts. So I might do that the next time we do Not Safe for Wank. But we're going to move on to the next. I'm just going to get right into the next one. The next one's a short one. This is going to be the last one. This is going to be a short, you know, this is a shorter episode. But I think after what
I think you're getting your point across.
Yeah, I think they're getting it. So this one is written by Burt Wilson. And it's entitled...
Oh, the famed Burt Wilson.
The Burt Wilson.
This is a Wilson piece.
And this is called, and okay, and I
a
have
piece
to
of Wilson fiction.
Piece of, yeah, some of that Wilson.
Early Wilson fiction.
That early.
Hold on, hold on. Let me guess. Let me guess first. First, is it gay or is it straight? I'm gonna guess because that's like an adult man's name.
Do you want to place like a friendly bet now?
Yeah, exactly. So, I can't bet on it. You fucking know it's cheating. I'm betting it's gay just because of the circumstances. And I'm also, is this one another like television show or a movie or is it some kind of like pre-existing?
Well, there is a theme. Yeah, there's a theme to
that. So give me sort of like, help me guess.
It's a, okay. Oh, God.
Give me a clue.
So,
what kind of genre is he a fan of?
It's just, animated family films?
Animated family films. So do you mean, you don't mean like animated, like literal families. You mean like G-rated movies that are like cartoons or animated.
It might have been PG, but yeah, like PG, G-rated.
Okay.
Okay, hold on a second. PG, G-rated animated films. And the Bible.
Oh.
I don't know how I found this one. I'm so happy I found this one.
So it's that if it's from the Bible, then it's not like a recent big mainstream thing. It's not like the Frozen Princess one or the fucking Hawaiian one or How to Train Your Dragon or anything like that. It's older than that, right?
This was put in the fucking suspense and Western genre of fanfiction.net. What in the fuck?
Is it Feifel Goes West?
No, it's not. It's not a suspense or Western. I just don't know why the fuck they did that. It's from 2013. I don't know if that helps, but I mean.
Wait, it was written in 2013 or something came out in 2013?
I don't
that
think.
He based
I don't
it on?
Think this definitely did not come out in 2013. I mean, one of the many sequels. Are we getting warmer?
No, I'm not figuring it out. What is it?
This is by Bert Wilson. This is titled The Chronicles of Jesus and Shrek.
Oh, wow. I never would have guessed that.
Okay, here we go. Down the rabbit hole. Woo! All right. Everyone has kinks. And for Jesus, it was shower sex.
This guy is way more blunt. The other guy fucking beat around the bush and almost tried to set up a shitty little episode of Seinfeld.
Well, that's the beauty. You know what? Well, that's the beauty of this like series within my Internet Wasteland series is that you're gonna find out that every writer is different. Like for every Stephen King, there's a Dean Koontz. For every Dean Koontz, there's a Clive Barker. You know, everyone has their style. So you know.
If I had read more fiction, I would have probably appreciated those references more. I've just heard of those guys, so I only know that they're novelists.
Yeah, well, people make fun of Dean Koontz just for being like a lower version
lowbrow
of Stephen King, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Stephen King hack. Okay, I get it then. Yeah.
Less coked out, though. Everyone has kinks, and for Jesus, it was shower sex. You need to shower. Jesus received a baffled look as Shrek mumbled the word shower to himself. What's a shower? Humans use it to clean themselves instead of going into a swamp like you ogres usually do, Jesus said, unbuckling the belt around Shrek's large waist. Sounds dirty, he stated, beginning to unbutton the top of his old-timey dress thing. What the fuck? His hands went...
He doesn't even know what it's called.
Is he saying a frock? Is he thinking about a frock or something?
Is it a frock? I don't know.
Oh, no,
I'm
like
pretty
what,
sure
Jesus
that's not
wears?
What they knows yet.
Oh, like that robe?
Yes.
It's a fucking robe.
That's all it's
he
called.
He doesn't know the word robe? Fucking old-timey dress thing is fucking robe? Oh, God. Okay, all right. His hands went down to stop Shrek, making him let out a small whimper. Humans shower alone, Jesus said, helping to slip the waistcoat off Shrek's fucking massive back. I'm not.
So he's cursing just to describe things.
Yes, Yes. I should stop nodding. Yes. I'm not. Yes. I got this. I have to like say I'm reading this word for word. So humans shower alone, Jesus said, helping slip the waistcoat off Shrek's fucking massive back. He blew a raspberry in disapproval. That's boring. I don't even know what a human shower looks like. You need to teach me how to use it. After a few more minutes of convincing, aka Jesus was playing hard to get, they both stood naked in the bathroom. When Jesus switched on the shower and the water came gushing out, Shrek scampered over to the other side of the bathroom. It's not going to hurt you, Jesus stated, stepping into the bathtub and under the shower. Timidly, Shrek entered as well and stood under the head, hissing at how hot the water was. Jesus picked up a bottle of shampoo.
I have to point out, by the way, in like the first 15 fucking minutes of the original Shrek, he takes a shower. He takes a regular fucking shower.
Does he?
I'm 100% sure.
It's not like
in
mud
the first
or some shit.
20 minutes in the fucking credits, he's taking a shower.
It's not like mud, though. Like they had to
maybe
like...
he does. He's familiar with showers, nonetheless.
Okay, fair enough. Jesus picked up a bottle of shampoo. Jesus pushed Shrek by the shoulders to step out from under the water. What the bloody heck is that? He asked in his sexy Scottish accent. I don't think he was Scottish. It's shampoo.
I suppose he might have been. It's fucking Mike Myers. Who's,
fair enough.
Who's? Yeah, I think he was. He was doing certainly an English accent.
That's
at,
all he
at
does.
At the very least.
It's shampoo, Jesus said, squeezing some into his hands. Close your eyes. Shrek did as he was commanded, and then Jesus began to massage it all over Shrek's embarrassingly bald head until it was lathered to his satisfaction. When he stopped, Shrek's eyes peeped open as Jesus put some shampoo through his own lush brunette locks. Curiously, Shrek reached up to the lather, swiped a finger through it, and then tasted it. The face almost made Jesus double over as he was laughing so much. It doesn't taste good, Jesus giggled. It smells good, though. Shrek nodded in agreement before being pushed back under the showerhead. He yelped in pain as the soapy water ran into his mesmerizing brown eyes. I told you to close your eyes, Jesus gasped, running his fingers over Shrek's prematurely bald head to make sure all the soap bubbles off of it, although it wasn't exactly hard. He swiped his finger over Shrek's eyelid and told him to open his eyes again. I'm going to put conditioner in your hair because it's fucking pointless as hell. What? Maybe it's I'm not going to put conditioner in your hair because it's fucking pointless as hell. Ah, these typos! We'll
He's
just
a fucking potty mouth Jesus as well.
We'll just fuck you, Shrek. I'm gonna fucking shampoo you. This is oh god. We'll just move on to soap. Jesus turned Shrek around and squeezed shower gel all over his back. Slowly, he began to rub the gel over his back and down his body, tracing his fingers slower over Shrek's bum and the back of his thighs. Dude, this guy's like fucking this, fucking that, and then bum. How often...
English. Definitely British.
Here's the bum. How often do we shower? He asked eagerly, feeling Jesus' hands against his body. Jesus turned him around and placed a quick peck on his lips before squirting shower gel on his man boobs and rubbing it to a lather and working down his body. Can I do this to you next? Shrek asked hopefully. If you want, he shrugged, making circular motions on his inner thighs. Can I do it now? Jesus smiled down to his feet. You also, be patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. What the fuck did you just say? Shrek asked him. I was quoting my book, man. He snapped. You know, the fucking Bible? I thought you read it. I don't fucking memorize quotes from it, you lout. Jesus.
Ding, ding, ding. I was right. Lout. This fucking guy's British.
Jesus placed another kiss on his lips, pushing him back slightly so the hot water washed over their bodies. Shrek's tongue dragged along his bottom lip, asking for entrance, which Jesus gladly allowed him. They face mashed for a few minutes before he pulled away and grabbed the shower gel. A smile of delight spread across his face as the shower gel came out of the bottle. He did the same as Jesus did on his chest and massaged it in slowly, letting his hands run over every part of his body. You're fucking hard, Shrek laughed, squirting some more shower gel out of the bottle onto his hands and rubbing it all over his hips, teasing with his finger, occasionally brushing against his center. It's so hard to read. Fuck off, you look like a fucking booger. Jesus mumbled. It's only natural when you're... Shrek traced his finger down his staff, and Jesus held his breath to back a moan. Once Shrek's hand began to make their way down his thighs, Jesus sighed out, doing this. What? Shrek's hand went up against and ghosted over his center before going back to his thighs. To me. What the fuck?
We're talking about the scribblings of a drunk Brit teenager who's probably all fucking pissed up on whatever that cheap fucking beer they have, soup or something.
Ale.
They caught super something. I forget what it is, but it's their fucking cheap beer. This is just brutal. He's drunk, writing this on his laptop, just fucking losing his place in his own story.
He's just punching the keyboard. He's not even typing anything. It continued like this for what felt like minutes. Shrek rubbing in shower gel to his thighs, going close to his D, and then away again.
His D. After his sixth time... Jesus grabbed the ogre by his ears that looked like fucking dildos and stared him right in the eye.
What the fuck are you waiting for? He growled, pushing him back under the hot water and planting a furious kiss on his lips that in reality was a mess of tongues and teeth clashing as they felt each other up. And then in brackets, it says, "Ayy." When Shrek put his...
If this guy's trying to be funny, this is brutal.
This is so cringy. Well, this is why. This is like... so great. Cringe erotica theater. When Shrek put his onion-flavored meatloaf into Jesus' oven, Jesus shed a tear because it stung his bumhole. He thrust along to the beat of Ave Maria, and Jesus let out a loud hallelujah as he found release. Shrek is love. Shrek is life. Just wanted to add and then I guess there's like that was the end of it. There's like an author's note at the end of it. Just wanted to add a special poem for all my fans since it's been a while. I'm going to hell for writing this. So are you for reading this. See y'all there. We can form a band down there.
I hope this makes me pray the Muslims take over England and just...
Stop!
I want it to look like Syria. I hope so.
Sharia him.
Yeah,
Sharia him now. Find him and fucking just destroy. Oh, God.
I hate British people so much.
Hold on. I'm going to just quickly, before we cap off this episode, I want to tap on his name. I want to see what other thing. Okay, so here are the different things. Here are all the different things that Bert Wilson's written. He's written 11 erotic stories. Maybe we'll have a special day where I'll get a bunch of people to read the works of Bert Wilson. So there's a second Chronicle of Jesus and Shrek in which Jesus is in labor and Shrek needs to tempt the child out.
Oh, God.
That's horrible. There's Jesus and Cornelius the Clown. There's one called Holy Shit, which is about Jesus. There's one called...
I imagine it's a scatological story.
Probably. There's one called Jesus, Harry Potter, and Kim Jong-un. Jesus, Pope Francis, and the Harlem Shake. What?
It's just like pop references as well. Guy... He's trying to be trendy with his fucking bizarro.
It's like some like fucking
erotica.
Dude, it's like some edgelord incel memester fucking Bible, but like very Christian, right? Like very Christian.
No, if he was very Christian, he wouldn't be doing stuff about Jesus. He's sort of, I'm sure he comes from like a fucking religious
Christian family. Yeah, sorry.
It's like being edgy by
fuck
like
you, Dad.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh man. Well, thank you for joining us, and I'm very, 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 very sorry. So sorry. But like I said, the internet is full of crazy shit, and not all of it is great, but I'm going to share it with you anyway. So I'm glad that you stayed with me, if you did. And thank you for listening. Tune in next week for a regular Internet Wasteland.